Hi, I'm Sam McClary, Deputy Editor of EG, and I'm bringing you a short but very sweet news-focused EG property podcast today. You may well have seen, I hope you will have seen, a story broken by EG in January about Columbia Threadneedle Investments putting a shopping centre in Scotland up for sale through auction at Allsop for a reserve of £1, that's one whole English pound. The sale, the guide sale price reflected a gross initial yield of more than 15.5 million percent. That's quite some yield. So today I went along to the auction at the Barclay Hotel in London to see what that shopping centre might get. I think it was a really important lot to take notice of, as it would give us a clear indication or a clearer indication of where values might be in the tertiary shopping centre market. This shopping centre was struggling with some high vacancy rates. It was a 80,000, just or almost 81,000 square foot shopping centre with an annual income of £152,000. 14 of its 21 units were vacant. It did, however, have a almost 300 space car park on the roof, and car parks are still valuable in this market. But it was a lot that had attracted a lot of attention because of the £1 reserve. Whether it would attract a lot of bids was something we were certainly interested in. So the bidding started actually at £10. It quite rapidly went up into the hundreds of thousands of pounds and then slowed significantly. The auctioneer had to work a little bit to get some bids out, but it got quite exciting. And eventually the hammer went down at £310,000. That's £310,000 for a shopping mall that currently provides an income of £152,000. But I caught up with George Walker, one of the auctioneers at Allsop, straight after the hammer came down, actually, to talk about what that deal meant and just a little bit more about what the new owner might be doing and the impact that that is going to have on the retail valuation market. Have a listen in.
The pound was an appropriate way to guide a property which is costing some hundreds of thousands a year to own. Clearly the centre's had its day, and the £1 guide price and reserve did generate the coverage. We had 100 registered people. I think interesting, we had about 12 bidders from phone on the internet and in the room. And the room has emptied quite a lot actually. They've all disappeared since Kirkcaldy's sold. But yeah, £310,000, I think our client would be pleased. Gone to an investor in the north of England.
Excellent. And that was interesting, actually, sort of having been here in the room, that it started off, someone put a £10 bid first, and then it quite quickly went up and ended up getting quite exciting. And I was interested that it was dominated by the telephone and the online bids. The room went quiet quite quickly, I thought.
It did, yeah. But one must remember, geographically, it's in the north of England. You're not going to get the Dubai-based investors coming over for that, but it was the majority of people were local, north of Hadrian's Wall, but there were some people in London who were having a go at it. And that's what we do, we get everyone together, internet, phone. There wasn't a proxy bid on this occasion, but it was certainly, I think I counted 12, I don't know how many you counted, but all sorts of people are starting at £10, so yeah. It was good.
Yeah, and what do you think the price that it went for tells us about the state of the retail market at the moment, particularly, I guess, shopping centres and tertiary shopping centres?
Yeah, I mean, this is not news. The High Street is suffering. Kirkcaldy has got two shopping centres, and this is the less good one. And in any relatively small town, there isn't the footfall, there isn't the retail demand to support two centres. And this is a dated centre. I think Isle of Sinclair opened in 1981. It's had its day. It'll be repurposed. The investors will inevitably have another use for it, hopefully work with the local authority to get it once again as a fulcrum of the local centre, local town.
Do we know anything yet about what that other use might
no,
be?
No, I mean, we can't reveal, obviously, who the buyer is, and we'll be chatting to them tomorrow, perhaps. People get quite excited when they bought something. We'll let them work their own plans out and give them a call to see what their plans are. everyone's really concerned that it ends up being, you know, a vibrant hub of the community. So let's see where we get to.
Excellent. And £1 lots, we've seen a few of them towards the end of last year. Do you think we'll see more coming through?
Well, I mean, today, as I think we've got a reserve of £1 and a reserve something north of £12 million. I've never seen that before. What we've got, Sam, is one has to understand what the market is for these difficult retail assets. You know, I think we've got four or five guide prices at 20% for high street retail. That is because it's a well documented, the retail rental growth is not there. The tenants are few and far between, which is also why you'll see people paying 4 and 5% for a supermarket, because they really believe that sector. And it's an evolution. Our job as auctioneers is we do interpret the market, we read where it is, and these assets, they need to offer investors some value for them to put their time and money into it.
So in the words of Emily Wright, so there you go. That was George Walker talking about the sale of Kirkcaldy, the postings in Kirkcaldy, a shopping centre, put up for sale with a reserve of £1, selling for £310,000, giving us a little bit of an idea at how difficult it must be for valuers at the moment to value retail when we have no clue in this country what might be happening from one day to the next. That shopping centre, I'm sure, will not be the only £1 lot that we see coming through the auction houses in the months to come, but we will be keeping a very close eye on what sort of values they get and be informing you along the way. But hopefully you've had an enjoyable listen to this short EG Property podcast. Do keep tuned, and there will be more in the future.